boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I thought we were getting robbed.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was the scariest thing that has ever happened. You and I were in show prep mode in your room, and this guy walked by who we'd never seen before, and he's got a ski mask on.
Yeah, so we had the door shut and there's a window and we're like squirrels, right? Anything goes walking by, we're going to look.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very tall man walking confidently down the hallway with a ski mask on. I think he had gloves on too. And it's the intention that he was walking with that I was like, what? Who's that? I don't recognize that walk or that body type walking down the hallway. I definitely don't recognize the ski mask.
Definitely not the ski mask. And then he disappeared. I had no idea where he went. And then about 2 minutes later, reappears.
I didn't see him the second time, but you let me know. There he goes again. Who is that?
I thought he was going to rob us and take us. For our stuff, the wagon stuff.
Well, he had no interest. He was walking to the kitchen, so maybe he was
gonna, hungry.
Like, I don't know, dig through the fridge.
I was like, all we got is cat food and dog food. What do you want?
Turns out he was not here to rob us.
No, he's just dropping off an Amazon package.
And now the ski mask makes sense because it's freezing outside. So good for you, sir.
Yeah, I would totally wear that too if I was an Amazon driver as well. But it's cold out there.
I think he just was borrowing our restroom, yeah. Which as you should get a little bit of heat in your body. But yeah. Also, why the ski mask inside? It's scary.
Well, I mean, it's probably a lot of work to take it off.
Yeah, you know what? In theory, it makes sense. But at the same time,
scared me. To death.
Did you feel anybody looking at you sideways?
We totally.
It's very scary.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Tis the season for family gatherings and friend gatherings and probably a lot of potlucks. I don't know if your family does that.
Mm-mm.
No, not everybody is like responsible for bringing something.
No.
Oh, we do.
Well, I guess I don't really know. Not that I'm aware of.
We do for Christmas Eve. We kind of do like potluck style, I guess, but not really a meal. It's just kind of like whatever you want to make, whether it's like dips or appetizers or stuff like that. But I stumbled across a new trend going around on TikTok of what a lot of groups of friends are doing for their holiday gatherings, and that is they're playing Uber Eats roulette.
Cool.
So what they do is everybody is agreeing on a dollar amount that they're going to spend on Uber Eats or whatever like food delivery service they're using. So let's say, I don't know, everybody agrees, I'm going to spend $30. I'm going to order something, but nobody knows what the other people are ordering. If that makes sense. So you don't say, if I'm like, okay, I'm going to get us a large cheese pizza and have it delivered. I don't know what you're ordering. So you could also be getting a large cheese pizza.
That's
or
funny.
You could be ordering chips and salsa from somewhere. And then all of the food arrives and you just have one big feast. And sometimes if the friends are almost like too in sync, they end up with just like six pizzas or they end up with a full like smorgasbord of pizza and Chinese food and pasta and I don't know, different types of desserts. I'm like, I want to do this now and see what
that'd be cool
would happen. Can you imagine? I don't think there's any way you could be mad at this.
No, this would be a lot of fun.
It sounds like it would maybe be a lot of money and also the most
yeah,
intense
I was
food
thinking,
coma.
Can we do it not to where like can we just get it and then bring it over so I can save some money on delivery fees?
Actually, though, that's a great idea too.
Yeah, because I'm cheap.
Well,
you know me.
You didn't have to say that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We've been recreating your childhood ornaments the last couple of weeks because we have, well, lost all of ours.
I have no idea where they went. And honestly, growing up, they did not get put on my Christmas tree because my mom loves an aesthetic, okay?
Nothing wrong with that.
So I'm making them now and I'm doing whatever I want with them. And you're putting them on your tree.
I have been.
Your cat's been eating them.
Fat Mochi has been eating this ornament.
Unfortunate.
And I've been, you know what I've been loving is I come home and I immediately show neighbor man the ornament.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like coming home and showing my parents.
It's show and tell, 100%.
It really is.
So we did it again this week. Shout out to 4019 who texted us and gave us this idea of doing a popsicle stick snowflake, and they said to bedazzle it. So we did our best with what we had.
Mm-hmm.
We had popsicle sticks, and I'm not going to lie, this is way too hard for what it really was.
Well, you made it harder than what it needed to be. We could have made it easier. But you were like, let's make the snowflake cooler.
You made it hard.
Well, because we could have just made it like very generic snowflake. And then you were like, let's make it very advanced. More popsicles. And so we did.
No, you looked it up on Pinterest because I said, I don't know what a popsicle stick or a popsicle snowflake looks like. So you looked it up and found this really intricate thing. And basically, if you're going to do this, I would just recommend that you like lay it out before you start hot gluing stuff together, because you kind of have to get it in a shape that you're like happy with, I guess, because it took some finessing with us. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then you colored yours, which I'm like, good for you, because that was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just slapped some glitter paint on top and called it a day.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So if you want to do it for yourself, you can look it up on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good. Except for I burnt myself twice.
That
hot glue.
Dude, gun. Every time we've used it, it ends up in some sort of
burning yourself.
Minor
after
injury.
I had already super glued my fingers earlier that morning. We're not going to talk about it.
That was not involved in this incident.
That was not involved in this one.
Stay away from the glue.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's like that type of weather that when you look outside, you're like, I know things are about to get real nasty out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you mentioned Friday, Saturday, we're looking at like some potential ice and stuff coming our way, freezing rain, all the that type of stuff. And we get these emails because we're radio people, right, from the National Weather Service. And you're rolling your eyes because you're like,
what? I am not.
But I just opened it and scrolled to the bottom because I'm like, okay, what's going on? I'm not going to understand a lot of this, but I love that the National Weather Service has a picture of what looks like a street sign or like a caution sign.
They put a caution sign in the email.
But it says, freezing rain is the worst. And I'm like,
well, no duh.
Why don't we have actual signs like this out on the roads? Because I'd read that and be like, you know what? It is the worst. And I should be careful.
I think they should. Well, are you talking about the sign that's usually like, you're talking about the DOT sign where they usually have something silly?
Well, I like those too, but no, this looks like it's just a street sign that says freezing rain is the worst.
They should have those, but they should change like maybe it's like a digital sign that we could change out every once in a while.
Yeah.
Why haven't we come up with like a digital stop sign of some sort, but instead of it being like a stop sign, it's like that, but it could be changed out.
Right. That can be about the freezing rain being the worst, or the construction that everybody's mm-hmm. so fed up with.
Or deer season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Caution. A family of deer has been spotted around here.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Watch out. Hello. If you work for the DOT, we have some ideas and we'd like to talk to you, please.
Don't hire me, though. Hire Taylor for the DOT should hire you. Because you have come up with really great sign ideas.
I love a pun. So if we want to talk...
But don't hire me. I have horrible sign ideas.
Freezing rain puns. I need some time to think about it, but I will come up with something.
I have horrible ideas. I would be too serious.
Well, you can't be that serious.
See, and then people would be very mad at me.
Okay, so if we learned anything...
Don't hire me.
That's not your no. path in life, I suppose.
No, but I'll be a snowplow. That would be a dream. I'm sure you got to have a license of some sort. And I hit too many curbs, so maybe I'm actually
I think 75% of the time we leave this building and I leave behind you, you do a ginormous curb check.
I do, but it would be so fun to drive a snowplow, but I got to make sure I don't hit a curb.
Well,
Well, you just
or
put
a person.
You put it out in the public now and they know. Can't hire her. She drives up her curbs. We're in a little bit of a pickle here at Those Girls in the Afternoon Incorporated. We need some help.
And we do not distribute pickles.
We should. Anyways, we need help on that. Because we want to know what's a good, like, universal gift that's good for any age, any person. It's a success guaranteed. You can call us and tell us what you think or the best gift you've gotten or given at 319-200-1029. We're asking this because we have a company party coming up, okay?
Oh, not just coming up. It's next Friday.
It is? Oh my God.
Are you not paying attention?
I have it written down, but I live day by day over here. Crap. Okay, so this is actually urgent. I didn't realize how urgent this is.
Jesus, Taylor.
I thought I had 2 weeks. I guess not.
No, you do not.
Okay, so we have 1 week to figure this out. And here's the thing. We're doing a gift exchange, and it's kind of like Secret Santa-ish style where you can bring in a gift and you're not going to know who it's going to. I don't have Destiny as my Secret Santa. It just needs to be a generic gift. So we got lots of people working here that you may not even know about. And there's a whole wide range of ages.
You've got people who are in high school all the way up to people who have been with the company for over 30 years. Does that tell you what you need to know?
What?
And then you've got people who work in sports.
Yeah.
Then you got people who work in sales. You got people who are Those Girls in the
just lost in life.
Does that tell you anything?
It's just
you got people who've started their family, their family has left the nest.
Yes.
Does that tell you anything?
And then pet parents like us. Like, there's so many different types of people in the building, which is awesome, but it also makes it really difficult to get something like that anybody would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I am maybe overthinking it, but I'm spiraling. I'm trying to figure out ideas. And the other night I was like scrolling on TikTok, like, what do you buy for this? The only thing that I could think of. Now, if you work here, shut your ears because I might buy this. I don't know.
Loretta up front, shut your ears. I know she's listening. Don't Loretta, listen. Turn the radio off up there. She hasn't yet.
No, she's going to know.
She's still listening.
But what I was thinking is like a nice charcuterie board set. Okay, like the one that I saw that's within our $25 price range is like a board, and it has like a little pullout with nice utensils that you can use for like your jams or your spreads or olives mm-hmm. or whatever. And then two like dish things that go on the sides that you can put like nuts in or whatever you put on a charcuterie board. So I was like, I feel like anybody who doesn't like a charcuterie board, and even if you have one, it's always nice to have more. That's what I was leaning towards, but even then, I'm not, like, sold on it.
Can I poo-poo all over this?
Yeah, and then I hope you open it.
Here we go. Oh, we've got people with nut allergies.
I'm not putting nuts in the package.
But they couldn't use that because you're saying there's little slots for nuts.
Yeah, you don't have to put nuts in it.
And then you're like, it's a charcuterie board. There's people who are lactose intolerant. And then, you know, and even Chris Jackson's got all sorts of, like, you know, things that he can't eat. So he couldn't use it either.
Now you're taking it to a whole nother level of overthinking.
Well, it never pays to wait to the last minute because then you end up like this.
It always pays for me.
stressing me out. We need some advice, some guidance because we've got a company Christmas party coming up and we're looking for ideas of like good universal gifts that are good for really anybody, any age, guys, girls, whatever interest. So if you have a good generic universal gift idea, call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Ashley, what do you think?
I would say, like, it's probably lame, but gift cards or like movie gift cards.
Okay. Gift cards are nice because then the person can go get something that they actually mm-hmm. want or see a movie that they actually want to
mm-hmm.
see. I don't hate that idea.
That's a good idea. I've been seeing, it's funny, it started like last night, but like all over my TikTok For You page, every other video were people who have already had their Christmas parties this year, and they've been doing like a white elephant gift exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed there's kind of a trend where people are gifting fishes as a white elephant gift exchange.
Live fish.
Yes. And then I saw someone gift a rotisserie chicken. And you know what? I think I kind of want to go down that route. A route of being funny. Uh-huh. But hear me out. I want to go down the route of being funny this year for Christmas at our company party. Either I want to give a gift of a fish or a rotisserie chicken, or maybe I just give the gift of toilet paper, which, you know, surprisingly enough, someone did say that on our text line. They said that you should give toilet paper. 8286 said you should give them toilet paper. That is a good idea. But I was thinking just one roll, because then they would think that that was the stupidest idea and that's all they got was one stupid roll of toilet paper. But then I was thinking whether it was a fish, one roll of toilet paper, or a rotisserie chicken, they'd be ticked off, right? But at the bottom of it, I would put a gift card.
Okay.
So they'd be mad, or they think it's funny that that's what they got. But at the end of it, I'm actually going to put a gift card. And I was thinking what I think is a really good gift card, because here at Z102.9, yeah, we have all sorts of ages, like we mentioned, from high school all the way to people who've been here for 30 plus years. Everyone drives a car.
That we do.
Gas.
Oh, yeah. That's...
I'm going to get a gas gift card because you can't go wrong with that one. Gas is expensive. Everybody needs gas. I feel like that's a good one.
I love a practical gift like that because it's like, I don't want to spend money. Nobody wants to spend money on gas. That's why I'm kind of like, I think 8286 who said the toilet paper thing was maybe being a little bit sarcastic, but I'm not going to lie. If I opened a pack of toilet paper, I'd be like, I don't have to buy that next time I go to the store.
See?
I would be actually happy about that.
But the only problem is I know some people are kind of picky about their toilet paper.
That's true. You got to get the nice stuff.
You got to get the good stuff, but everybody's kind of picky about it. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you're like kind of ticked off. You have to buy gas because it's like the wrong week or you weren't paid or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A gas gift card could be good. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to put it with a rotisserie chicken or fish.
I am going to smell my gift before I open it, I guess.
But if you get the fish, can I have it back if you don't want it?
I don't want it. My cats will eat it.
Okay, great. I'll take it back. I've always wanted to name one tuna.
Okay.
We need your help because we procrastinated for our company Christmas party, which is next week.
Oops.
Our bad. We need a gift that is universal for any age and anybody.
Because we don't know who our gifts are going to end up going to. We play a little game where you just like open one and then you can steal and trade and all the things. So it kind of has to be something that like really anybody would like.
Yeah, because at the end of it, we end up admitting who the gift is from.
I do not want to be embarrassed.
I know.
I'll lie. I'll just be like, I didn't bring one. Oh my God, who did that?
That's so embarrassing.
I'm preparing for the worst. So if you have a good universal gift idea, you can still call us at 319-200-1029. Rebecca, what do you think?
Ferrero Rocher chocolate.
Ooh.
And in the future, maybe like trying to make a theme. So my family like picks a letter and you have to buy a gift that starts with that letter. Like everyone's is kind of weird and it just takes the pressure off a little bit.
I wish. I know your family does.
Colors.
It narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah, we're doing blue this year and that would have helped out a lot. Like the balance is 50. You have to buy something blue or things that are blue. That would have helped this company Christmas party a whole lot more than it being 25 and who knows what.
Oh, man. Still thinking about it. What do you think we should get that's universal for anybody?
Okay, so hear me out. I just got this as a white elephant gift. It is a mullet calendar. So, like, all the best mullets from all over the past couple of years. And if all else fails, you can just get a blanket because everyone loves blankets.
Honestly, I kind of love the idea of, like, a calendar.
What? Which one? Just, like, the same mullet one? Or
well,
just, like,
mullet's hilarious.
What
but
if it's those girls in the afternoon calendar?
Nobody wants that. Not a single person. I don't want that.
We just model it.
Okay. No, definitely not. Kay, what do you think is a good universal gift?
Lottery tickets.
You've done that before for like little
exchanges
here.
We did desco treating for Halloween and everyone got lottery tickets. I make sure everyone's of age before I do it. But here's the thing is I don't know if everyone for Christmas will be of age.
Oh, yeah, we might have some youngsters joining us. Jessica, what do you think is a good universal gift?
You can take a roll of toilet paper and unroll it so far out and put money in it.
Hey.
Dollar bills.
Oh, that's like a fun surprise then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just roll it back up and then leave like a one towards the end of it, and then tape it, and yeah, so that'd be a nice little surprise for all ages.
Wait, and then I embarrass them at the company party by making them unroll it.
There you go.
That's kind of like a good gotcha psych.
Yeah.
You thought it was toilet paper. There's cash in here.
That's, and I'm all for embarrassing.
Okay. I guess you get both with that idea. Leanne, what's your idea for a good universal gift?
I think a gas card or a grocery card right now.
Mm-hmm. Groceries is a great idea, too.
Very impersonal. It's not a personal touch anywhere, but everybody eats and almost everybody drives.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I like although I love the rotisserie chicken idea.
Thank you. I want to put it on record. I have one vote for rotisserie chicken.
And that's where the voting ends.
It's getting cold outside. We've got freezing rain coming Friday night.
Mm.
Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
0.1 inch possible Friday night. Another 0.1 of an inch possible Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. It's cold outside, and I can't help but think of the kitties and the doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We got to make sure that they're taken care of during this brutal season. And you know who does a lot of work during this time of year? All the time, but especially when it's cold out, Cedar Valley Humane Society.
And we're about to take in a whole lot more. Especially this time of the year, they take in a lot.
Definitely. So we want to make sure that they have all the supplies that they need because they're going to fly through it, especially with so many animals getting taken in to Cedar Valley Humane Society. So we have Stuff the Wagon.
Mm-hmm. It's back again this holiday season, but because it's back, it's about done.
It is. We only have one stop left. We've had four very successful donation stops, but we have our last one on Monday afternoon. We'll be out at Tyson's off of 16th Avenue doing our entire show live 3 to 7 from the trunk of the Z-Win 2.9 station wagon. And you can bring by any donation you'd like, and we will pack it into the trunk with us to take to Cedar Valley.
Yes. So if you want to come see us, like she said, last stop is coming up on Monday where you can make a donation for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society, like Bandit, PJ, we've got Garfield, Lyric. I like that name.
Oh.
That's a good one. They've got a lot right now. We've got Ozzy. We've got Wendy, Trapper, Adele.
Oh, bougie.
Do you think Adele can sing like Adele? Is that why we're called Adele?
I wonder if she's Landon. Vocal.
She's vocal.
Probably.
Casey, Tara, this is Gizmo. Gizmo!
Wait. So many adorable animals that could definitely use some extra supplies. So we want you to help out and bring by your donation on Monday.
I hope when we stop and take the donations that Adele is there and I can ask to see Adele, and I just want to know, does Adele sing like Adele?
Hello. Maybe.
It's me.
It could be.
They're going to be like, okay, you're weird.
Thanks for the donation.
Thanks for the donation. Please leave now.
Get all the details about Stuff the Wagon and our last stop on KZIA.com.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My favorite thing that I've been watching on TikTok, especially this week, has been people going through their list of predictions for 2025 when it comes to like pop culture and celebrities. A lot of time people like make a list in their notes app and then they go through and explain why these things are going to happen in 2025. So I want to go through some of the most popular ones that I've been seeing, and maybe you've seen them too, and we can decide if we think that they could happen or not. One person, obviously, that there's tons of predictions about is Taylor Swift. People predicting if Reputation's getting put out, or I don't know. One that I saw that I think is kind of interesting is that Taylor Swift is going to try to go for an EGOT, which is when you have the 100%. Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, the Tony. So she's got the Emmy, she's got the Grammy, she's got the Oscar. She just needs a Tony. However, that would mean she has to do something with Broadway. So people I've seen say she could get into like writing for Broadway musicals or maybe do like the Sarah Bareilles thing and do some sort of adaptation inspired by her own music. So Taylor Swift Broadway appearance, that's been predicted. I guess also her relationship. Is she going to get married? Is she going to elope with Travis Kelce? A lot of those types of things. I see a lot of people talking about Rihanna. Someone said Rihanna's going to expose why she left the music industry, and that's why she doesn't put out any music. Another person said, we'll finally get a new Rihanna song,
no.
and it's going to be bad. Which I could see, like, there's been so much hype about her coming back, and then everybody hates it. So I don't know. That could happen. I would hate that, but it could. Kim Kardashian, a lot of people think that she is going to do some sort of political campaign. The one that I've seen is that she'll run for the mayor of Los Angeles.
I could see that.
Because while, I mean, I know she was like getting her law degree to prove herself.
Yeah.
But what's she going to do with it? A lot of people think she might get into politics.
I could see that actually.
And then a couple more just like random ones that I thought were interesting. Obviously, Wicked was huge and still is. We started the year with The Mean Girls, the musical. So people are saying that there's going to be even more Broadway musical adaptations made into movies next year. I could see that. Somebody said that we had like pickleball these last couple years being like the huge hot thing. Somebody said that they think golf is going to be the next aesthetic sport to get into. I don't know how I feel about that because I'm really bad at golf. And then the last one, which I hope not, is that Snapchat's going to have a resurgence and that's going to be like the big app again, the way it was probably when we were in high school.
No, I don't think so. I think we'll find something that replaces TikTok, though.
You think? Yeah, I could see that. Like, is Instagram Reels going to be what we use?
No.
You think it's something completely new?
Something new, or will Vine come back?
Oh, my God. That would be the ultimate 2025
I don't
prediction.
Ever think Instagram or YouTube will ever take off. I think something new will come or Vine will come back.
Vine 2.0 in 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm so here for that prediction.
Yeah, me too.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I've been watching just really, honestly, a crap ton of Hallmark movies. Because I subscribe to the Hallmark Channel.
And I don't.
And I watched a new one. It is called The Nine Kittens of Christmas. And I've noticed that sometimes...
Okay.
The Hallmark movies, the title really does tell you a lot about the plot. And sometimes it really doesn't. So I've challenged Taylor. I'm going to give you the title of the movie. And let's see if you can correctly... come up with the plot. So here's the movie, The Nine Kittens of Christmas. Let's see if you can guess the plot.
Never seen it. Never heard of it. Probably not going to watch it. But this is what I imagine The Nine Kittens of Christmas would be about. Okay. So it's taking place around this girl who's newly single. And it's Christmas season. She's heartbroken. She's lonely. I feel like I'm on the right track because you're smirking at me.
Okay.
She's newly single and she's so sad. She's so lonely. And she's like, gosh, I'm going to be spending this Christmas all by myself. How sad in this small town where it's snowing, of course. And one night, a cat shows up on her porch. And she's like, oh my God, this is the cat distribution system. I got to take this cat in. It's cold outside. I'm going to take care of the cat. Then she finds out not long into it that the cat's pregnant. It's carrying children. And... the cat has a litter of kittens, and now she's like, whoa, okay, I was just taking in one cat. I can't take care of all nine of these kittens. No way. I got to find some people to, like, rehome these cats to that'll take care of them. So then the movie follows her going to, like, different families and rehoming the cats, and it changes these people's lives. It makes their Christmas so special, all the warm fuzzies. I don't have the specifics there because it's too much. But the last kitten... it goes to some guy, and then they fall in love for some reason. I don't know why. And then they both live happily ever after, and her with the cat and him with the kitten, the end.
You know what? You got a lot of that correct, but most of it wrong.
Okay, I don't know. How could Nine Kittens of Christmas, what does that even mean?
You got the first part, which you were right. I was smirking because there was a girl newly single.
Of course, they always are.
Marley, she lived in a big city, goes to the small town.
Yeah.
Goes back home to her small town. And she's a vet.
Oh, okay.
You forgot the vet part. There's this guy named Zachary. He's a firefighter.
Oh my God, how stupid.
And somebody drops off 9 kittens at the fire station. So he's scrambling to try to figure out if the kittens are like, okay, if they're like not sick or anything.
Yeah.
So he asks Marley, his ex, they used to date, dude.
Oh, T.
For help. And she's a vet, obviously. So she helps make sure they're all good. And then from there, they help to rehome them. You were also correct on that.
Okay.
So you did good there. So they help rehome all 9 kittens. They do struggle with them the last couple. Guess what? The 9 are the named after the reindeer.
Oh, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
Rudolph, all that fun jazz, which was really cute, actually. But they do struggle with the last couple cats. But at the very end, he takes care of the last one and asks her to marry him with the kitten.
He promoses. What? He proposes with the cat?
Yes.
Okay.
It was adorable. I will say that was actually one of the crappiest Hallmark movies I watched, but it was cute. My favorite, but The 9 Kittens of Christmas was an okay Hallmark movie. Not my favorite, but it was good.
And you did not convince me to watch it.
You are not going to believe who I saw at Casey's today.
Who?
Jason Kelsey.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear to God. Mount Vernon Road, Casey's. I saw Jason Kelsey. Well, I think.
Okay. Lead with that.
Okay. I should start with, like, I was also under a lot of stress. I had a flat tire. I was on, like, trying to figure that out. But I swear to God, I think I saw Jason Kelsey.
Because somebody looked like him?
Yeah, dude. Seriously. Okay. I turned. I looked over, this guy gets out of his big old truck, which I would assume Jason Kelsey would drive a big truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I could see that.
And this guy gets out, looks exactly like Jason Kelsey, and then goes into the store. Now, I didn't get to really see his outfit, but if I would have seen much of his outfit, I think that would have been a definite like giveaway of whether or not it was Jason Kelsey. Because I'd assume Jason Kelsey wouldn't dress for the Iowa weather.
No, he's gone viral so many times for wearing like the most random stuff because he forgets to pack things. Mm-hmm. So he totally would roll up to Iowa if he really was here in like shorts and like socks flip-flops and sandals.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And then I would have definitely known that was Jason Kelsey.
So but that was it?
I'm pretty positive that was Jason Kelsey. Yeah, that's it. But I'm pretty positive.
What do you mean you didn't like go in and investigate? If you really thought it was him, why didn't you go in and get a closer look?
Well, I was trying to figure out my flat tire.
Okay, well, if you didn't have a flat tire, would you have gone in and
investigated? Yes, I would have went in. I would have probably, I wouldn't have asked for an, I don't know. I've never been in that moment before, and I don't know if I'm the type that'd be like, can I get your autograph? Can I get your picture? I've never been that type.
Dude, here's what I just had an idea, because I don't know if I would do that either. I would probably be a weenie, but if I like was feeling like really bold, I maybe would like pretend I was on the phone and be like,
and then take,
hey, Jason, and then see if he turned around to see it. Because
that is freaking
if somebody
smart.
Says your name. And then at that point, he'd be like, what? And then you'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Kelsey?
Is that you? Can I get a pic?
You got to call him by his last name, you know, because you got to act like you've known him forever. You can't just call him by his first name. Because I like what you said, you know. Hey, Jason. And then he looks and they go like, oh, Kelsey, what's up, man? You got to call him by his last name. And why are you laughing?
Is that just for him or any celebrity?
Well, yeah, every celebrity. You know, if you saw Taylor Swift, you got to call her by her last name. What's up, Swift? What's up, Swifty? You got to call him by your last name. Because you got to act like you've known him forever.
Mm.
You know?
And then
like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you got to call him by The Rock. What's up, Rock?
That's not his last name. His last name is Johnson. And you should not say, hey, Johnson to anybody.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I messed up. We have to do it again.
Okay. Did it.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Taylor.
That's more like it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I'm enjoying my stay here as a fill-in.
But she said she's retiring after today.
Yeah, I'm tired, you know. But we're doing Let's Get Quizzical. The theme is Christmas songs, but they're trivia questions. And I gave you the idea on Monday, which means you just were like, okay, here you go, do it.
And she did it.
I did.
I went home and took a nap, legitimately.
And I fell down a hole, because there's a lot of really cool, interesting, like, questions and trivia and facts about Christmas songs that I had definitely never heard of. So I have another one for you tonight, and it has to do with space. That's why you're hearing this.
I don't
music.
Know how we're space and Christmas have two and two together, but okay.
Let me tell you. The question is, what was the first Christmas song ever played in space?
Okay.
It's that simple.
Random, but I love it. You can text in your guests at 319-200-1029.
Aren't you curious?
Well, I don't know. Did they take a radio up there and just like were vibing?
I can't
right
tell you.
After they put the flag down, they were like,
I didn't say on the moon. I said in space.
Well, that's just kind of what I assumed.
Well,
what they do, just put a rocket up there and play some music and send it back home? I don't know. I don't know
either.
Stuff.
That's not for me to reveal at this moment. We need some guesses first.
We do.
The question again is, what was the first Christmas song ever played in space?
You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029. I feel like you got to be dramatic with this type
Very
of music.
Dramatic.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
C102.9. It's probably about that time that you can't escape the Christmas music at the stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. And guess what? It's infiltrated Let's Get Quizzical.
It has.
It's the theme this week. And tonight's question, what was the first Christmas song ever played in space?
Still got time. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But we're looking at the text line right now. 3820 said, Frosty the Snowman. I mean, imagine.
You're looking down at the North Pole.
Yeah.
From space and being like, Frosty, is that you?
Maybe.
That could have happened. 5738 said, Jingle Bell Rock.
And they were doing the Mean Girls dance. Just saying.
That is very
the
possible.
The space people were doing the Mean Girls dance.
I love that idea.
I
don't
hope
know if
that's
it happened.
The answer.
Well, you'll
God,
have to
it better
out.
Be.
That would be iconic, honestly.
2259 said, rocking around the Christmas tree. I'd like to think they were rocking around a Christmas tree, but I can't imagine what happens if you put a Christmas tree.
They were rocking around the Earth in the orbit. That's kind of genius,
yeah,
actually.
That's pretty good. I like that one, too.
The question tonight, what was the first Christmas song ever played in space?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
And we'll have the answer coming up in about 3 minutes.
You know what I would love is the difference between the Christmas song and the first song that was ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did they play like a Mariah Carey or Celine Dion up there?
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I have the answer to that,
Do
too.
You really?
I do, so
what
stick
are you,
around.
Like a freaking queen of some sort?
I'm the queen of space. The trivia question tonight is the weirdest crossover probably that we'll have in a long time.
That's what happens when you let Taylor be in charge.
See, I am done after tonight. It's back to you.
Hey,
Judgey.
I know. Come on. That wasn't mean.
Or was it? Move on. I'm moving on. The question tonight was, what was the first Christmas song ever played in space? What do you think it is?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
What is that, Taylor?
That's Jingle Bells. The first song ever played in space was on December 16th, 1965.
Soon. Sorry.
Yeah, well, back in 1965.
It wasn't that long ago.
It really wasn't. So this was not only the first Christmas song, it was the first song, period. It just happened to be a Christmas song, and it was Jingle Bells. Now, it wasn't like a recording at all. Like, you just played, obviously,
Somebody
there's people singing.
Somebody forgot to take their AirPods out.
What, you know what? I don't know what an AirPod looked like in the 60s.
They definitely didn't have them.
So it was two astronauts, Walter Shira and Tom Stafford. They were on NASA's Gemini 6A spaceflight. So they went
on
the moon.
You sound way too smart for me.
I don't. They were in a spacecraft, okay? Uh-huh. Not on the moon. They were inside of a rocket ship. And they
turned on their little radio?
Not even that. They used a harmonica and a bell to play
so
Jingle
they
Bells.
They played it? That don't count.
But those were also the first instruments in space. So the first instruments to play the first song, that was also a Christmas song.
What were their names?
Walter and Tom.
They were like, Walter and Tom were like, how many records can we beat? Let's play. Let's do a song. And let's make it Christmas.
And can you blame them? Because it's kind of iconic.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.